Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply face the facts. Face the facts. If you ever watch television in the daytime, I'm sure you can find those popular judge shows that come on almost every channel. You'll see Judge Judy, Judge Joe Mathis, you'll see People's Court, you name it. There are dozens of court shows on television. And one unique commonality with these shows is it doesn't matter whether you're the plaintiff or the defendant. It doesn't matter whether you can make the judge laugh by telling a funny joke or whether you cannot. It doesn't matter how you look or what your skin color is. None of those things are important. In that courtroom, it's all about the facts. Those who have the facts are going to win every time. Those who do not are going to lose every time. Well, it's amazing how similar that is to running a business, becoming an entrepreneur, and running your own show. It doesn't matter how much you can make the steak sizzle. It matters about the facts. And oftentimes, people will say the term facts tell, stories sell. I like to challenge that today because most individuals are interested in the right facts, not the facts about your company, but the facts about life. So let's communicate the four facts in our FACT acronym that can help enhance your sales presentation. Fact number one, everyone loves freedom. That's a true fact. That's not an opinion. It's a bona fide, validated fact. 89% of every American on their way to work today is dissatisfied with their position because they don't feel free. They've got to take a break when someone tells them to. They've got to get back at their desk when someone tells them to. If they don't want to come to work on a particular day, they had better call in. Otherwise, they risk losing their jobs. And then you hear the terms. You hear it. It can be the weekend, and you can ask someone about what they're going to do on Monday. Their head will drop. They'll look a little sad, and they'll say, got to go to work Monday. Notice the difference. They didn't say, I get to go to work Monday. They said, I've got to go to work Monday. Well, that's the difference. They feel as if it is an obligation. They're not doing what they love, and consequently, they don't feel free. When you're communicating about your products and your services, communicate the fact that it has a path to freedom for everybody that gets involved. Now, freedom is relative. So for someone, it just might be they get enough resources to free up 1 weekend of their time, maybe 2 weekends of their time. They get enough to go from full-time to part-time. Yes, my friends and neighbors, everyone wants to be free. And when they start seeing that there is a path, an opportunity, a chance at freedom, they'll often take it more than they'll pass it up. The A in our FACT acronym is everyone wants appreciation. That's not an opinion. That is a fact. Go to any elementary school and see a kid on their birthday. They'll have a dollars pinned to their chest because they want to be appreciated. We've got in our country more than 100 appreciation days that are recognized on the calendar. We've got teacher appreciation days. We've got secretary appreciation day. We've got boss appreciation day. We've got all kinds of appreciation days. Why? Because people love appreciation and it's not what they receive all the time. They may go to their office and feel underappreciated. They may go home and feel underappreciated. They may feel underappreciated in many aspects of their lives. You want to explain when you're communicating your products and services and convincing someone to join your team, you want to communicate the culture of appreciation, of recognition, that even on a podcast, you may hear someone call out your name for something great that you've done. Yes, my friends, it's a culture and an environment of appreciation that makes winners and makes people excited about being a part. That C in our FACT acronym is everyone wants to expand their capacity. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. They want to expand their capacity. Let's just imagine if you go to the Pacific Ocean and you go to the Pacific Ocean with a thimble. You know those little small thimbles that can fit on your thumb. If you go to the ocean with a thimble, is there enough water in the ocean to fill that thimble? Yes, there is. However, if you needed more than a thimble full of water, you could not get satisfied because you don't have enough capacity to take advantage of the opportunities around you. Now, if you had a big bucket or a large tub or something humongous, there is enough water in the Pacific Ocean to fill up any container you've got. You just have to expand your capacity. Well, I use that example in this regard. There are many people who are looking for opportunities to expand their capacity. Their job can only do so much. It may be able to take care of their bills, but it doesn't take care of all the other things that they need. When it doesn't take care of the dreams they've got of sending their children to college without student loans or putting their children through private school, they want to expand their capacity. They want to replace their thimble with a bucket or their bucket with a tub or their tub with a tanker. The beautiful part about what we have to communicate when you're wanting people to join your team, discuss the capacity that you can expand by being a part of opportunities that don't have a limit. Isn't it great to know that when you communicate to entrepreneurs, every entrepreneur is in an environment where there are no limits. If you can dream it, you can do it. If you can get it, you can achieve it. The C is for capacity and the T is for teamwork. Everyone wants to be a part of a team. Unfortunately, kids join gangs because they want to be a part of a team. In college, you see other people joining fraternities and sororities because they want to be a part of a team. And most people, they don't feel like they're a part of a team, then a part of their lives are changed. There was a movie a long time ago called Castaway with Tom Hanks. It was a true account of a man who was on an island by himself. He ended up making a friend out of a soccer ball simply because he needed to feel a part of a team. And that soccer ball became his closest buddy. It's who he talked to. It's who he connected with. My friends and neighbors, let me tell you, there are some people that are in your immediate circle that you may not know it, but they're spending their time talking to soccer balls because they have yet to be accepted by a team. You want to communicate to them that they can join your team and get better and better every single day. My friends and neighbors, I just want to make sure that when you're communicating today about opportunities that you have to offer, make sure you don't disregard the facts. You have the facts and you can win every time. If you enjoy this training segment, I'd love to know. Simply like Success Training Institute on Facebook. And if you're a first-time listener, contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.